If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Roo. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, Tu Casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. 7:14 in the morning. Is this Flo Rida? Yeah, it is. Is it?
No?
Sounds like it to me.
You're right. Sam knows he's grooving to Flo Rida. He loves the Flo Rida. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. And
Flo
by
Rida.
The Lindemann Chimney Company, 7:15 in the morning. Hi, everybody. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to Veronica. Good morning to Sam. Nice to see you both.
Good morning. It's nice to have you back. You have a good graduation?
We did. We had a lovely time last weekend. We were at the big house. Our oldest son, Quinn, graduated from Michigan. We were very excited about that. And we had a really nice time. The entire Manfredini family was there. It's our first one through. One down, three to go.
Isn't it nice when they do good things?
It really is.
Makes you feel so warm and
really
fuzzy.
Is. And I've shared this with several people. I actually recently gave a presentation at a school and was saying how, you know, very proud, obviously, my wife and I are of our son. You know, I think anyone that goes through 4 years of college, it's a lot of work, and you know, it takes a certain amount of drive to get that done. But I'm equally as proud of his mother and I, because it is a team effort to get these kids through all this. And so, well done job by all. It was really a lot of fun, and it was just nice for me. You know, our daughter Carmen, who is in New York, is she's a funny girl. She and I have this weird connection, father daughter thing, and we were sitting together, I think, having lunch, and this was post graduation, and we were in this little Mexican restaurant in Ann Arbor called the Prickly Pear. If you happen to go there, it was delicious. First of all, it's a complete scam, Veronica.
Why is it a scam?
That when you go to these graduations, first of all, Ann Arbor in particular, where we spent 4 years, if you ever go and you have to get a hotel, they make you pay for two nights. Okay?
Even if you want to stay one?
Correct.
Really?
Because the demand is so high. The problem is, whenever we would go to Michigan, because I work on a Saturday, we didn't need the room for Friday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we would rent, we would get like the Marriott or whatever, and it's all of them. It's not just one chain. So Quinn would go and check us in, you know, so that we would have an empty room. And I'm like, at least go sleep there.
Yeah.
Somebody go use the darn room.
Or sublease it or something.
Right, exactly.
Pre-breakfast.
Right. So then with the reservations, you know, you had to have a reservation everywhere because obviously all these people are descending on Ann Arbor for graduation. And you had to put deposits down for your reservation.
So that you wouldn't leave them empty.
Well, you wouldn't, oh, we're not coming. Yeah. And so right. It was, I think it was either $10 a person or whatever. And evidently Mary Beth said that there are restaurants here in Chicago that are doing that as well. Now here's my thing. Okay. If I am going to put a deposit, if I'm going to send you money as a restaurant, and there were 13 of us, 12 of us for dinner because our son has a girlfriend and their family and I all got together, had a lovely evening at a restaurant. This is hilarious. That's near a set of railroad tracks, and it's called the Fancy Dancer, the Tiny Dancer. That's
an Elton John song.
It could be the Tiny Dancer. But evidently it's an old train depot, and there's a set of train tracks that run by it. Okay. Years ago, the train leapt off of the tracks and smashed into the depot, and people were killed.
Oh.
Okay, this is years ago.
And they still kept the restaurant around.
No. Then years later, it turned into a restaurant. And now every time a train goes by, they have a big bell. And they ring the bell and everybody, yay! Because the train didn't hit the building.
Or ducks, right.
Oh, jeez.
It's actually pretty funny. Anyway, it was really, the food was great and everything. And I didn't know anything about the deposit. And we get there and we meet the, you know, our son's girlfriend's family. We know them, but, you know, we're there chatting, whatever, and just waiting, you know, for our reservation. Now, there's 12 of us. So, I mean, you know, you can imagine you're going to wait. And then I kind of see the mom and she's kind of, you know, perturbed or whatever. And then I find out later about the deposit. So I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to give you $120 3 months ago, which is what they did to reserve the spot, it should be, Mr. Manfredini, come right in and sit down. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get it, but you know.
You still had to wait for your.
It's just a weird thing that you can do that kind of stuff.
The Gandhi Dancer.
The Gandhi Dancer. It was delicious, and it was really, it was really wonderful. I had never heard of the giving a deposit
No, I haven't either.
Now, you were telling me, Lindsay, about restaurants where you prepay or something, right?
A lot of the fancy
restaurants
here, you have
something?
To like buy a ticket, I think for like Alinea or whatever. You have to buy like tickets ahead of time.
Wow.
That's the only time. I've never heard of it, but that makes sense.
Do you have to do that at Taco Bell? If I want a gordito? No?
Gordita?
Right? Gordita? What is it called? The tiny
it's
dancer?
A gordita.
It's a tiny dancer. Dancer.
I'm still.
No, that's not tiny. No, what's that one? That's Tina Turner.
Home
yeah, that's a private dancer. Private
all over the map.
Well, I was.
Which is a totally different story than a tiny dancer.
Okay. Well, I was in Las Vegas, and so maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Okay. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's nice to be back. Thanks so much, Lindsay, for filling in last Saturday. You did a fine job. And to Mike Holmes and Jim Sullivan, who are also here, Mike Holmes with Creative Carpentry and Jim Sullivan with Tate Enterprises. I appreciate you guys coming in and doing all that. I really do. It was a great time to be away. I do miss being with all of you today. So I'm here until 10. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm going to take a quick call, and then we'll take a break after that. But right now, this is Dorothy in Westmont. Dorothy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I'm the stump lady, the one with the patio doors. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You did say to take the outer doors off, and then we were cut off. I didn't hear the rest.
The outer door. Remind me of the question.
Odor. It had bad odor, like in the afternoon when the sun beats on it, 70 or over.
You had sliding doors, but you have storm doors on them as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I do remember this. So the advice was to take those storm doors off now, this time of year, to see if that improves things from an odor standpoint. And then if there's additional weather stripping that you can put on those doors during the warmer time, perhaps we don't put those storms back on.
Okay.
Because I think your odor was coming from the air trapped in between and moisture trapped in between those two doors, that you were probably leaking moisture from the inside of the house that was banging up against there and then causing that odor in that space.
Uh-huh.
Because you said it happens this time of year, right? Not in the winter.
No, not in the winter when it's like 70 or over and the sun's beating from the west.
Right.
Air from the west.
That's when you're getting the odor.
Yes.
So, you know, the thing was during the summer months, if you take that off and all of a sudden you're like, hey, the odor is gone, then we know that's the problem. And if you want, you can put that back on in the wintertime since it's not a problem. It's just, you know, it's a lot of effort to do that. Twice a year, take them on, take them off. How old are these sliding glass doors?
No, they're old. I'm here 30 years, so they're 30 plus.
Okay. The answer.
But I do see some moisture coming when I had the windows cleaned. They told me
that the
seal was
broken.
Moisture in one of them.
Yeah. How many doors?
One, two, three.
Okay. And are they single sliding doors? Like, in other words, a fixed panel and then one is a slider?
Yes.
Okay. How old is your house?
It's a condo 40 years old now.
Okay. And does the condo have requirements as to what types of windows and doors you're able to put in? Or, you know, do they say you have to use this manufacturer if you're going to replace?
I don't think anyone's gotten them yet.
So the real answer here, Dorothy, may be that you need to replace those doors.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you've got options. You could do vinyl. You could do a composite material. You could do wood. It kind of goes up in price from there. But, you know, a decent vinyl sliding glass door, which I would prefer if you did a composite and or wood. But, you know, depending on how much use these get, I mean, are you in and out of those things 10 times a day?
No, right. I buy myself.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, a decent vinyl sliding door probably would be okay from a cost perspective, but you're going to spend probably $1,200 or $1,500 per door. So it's not an inexpensive proposition, but when you go to sell, it's going to help you. And also it's going to help to lower your energy bills to do that. In the short run, and you won't have to deal with taking this thing off, putting it on. And, you know, by the time you get somebody, I assume, to come do that, you're going to spend money doing that.
Uh-huh. But you think moisture's coming in there. There's no way to seal this moisture or whatever it is.
You can caulk the doors, with a removable caulking in the winter. If the seal is broken on the glass, that's a whole different issue. And that really isn't, on 30-year-old doors, I wouldn't invest in trying to get the seals fixed because it's just not cost-effective.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to have a handyman service come out, they could take off the doors. They could try caulking the doors from the inside so you can still operate the doors. Maybe there's weather stripping that could be replaced. You're just dealing with 30-year-old doors, which, you know, it's how much money do you want to put at that to get minimal benefits as opposed to replacing it all and getting the maximum benefit from it as well as the overall upside value to your condo. Dorothy, I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with that project. It's 7:26 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Lou Manfredini, that is, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
7:38 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. My name is Lou Manfredini. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Ken in Arlington Heights. Hi, Ken. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I'm actually in Bloomington. I'm in Bloomington, Illinois. My daughter's graduating today.
Congratulations. God bless them all. That's fantastic. What time's graduation?
12 noon.
Oh, very nice. Well, congratulations to your red bird, and now you can buy her a Illinois State alumni license plate frame.
She actually asked for one.
There you go. That's great. How can I help you, sir?
I got three quick questions. So we're downsizing, moving to a ranch home that's got a 5-foot crawl basement in it. It's a total gutter home, which is what my wife and I want.
All right.
So
I'm going to stop you. I just read an interesting article about downsizing and how, you know, we all start this whole process. We get to a certain age, and my wife and I have talked about it as well. And you're like, oh, you're going to downsize. You're going to save all this money. And you go buy this house, and you spend all this money downsizing.
Well, yeah, and it's quite funny because I'm going from a house that just has a regular-sized lot to a 3/4 acre, so I had to buy a John Deere tractor. So I don't know about the downsizing end of it. But anyway, a couple of quick questions and an unsolicited testimonial. I did call PermaSeal. They did come out because my home inspector found there were some structural issues in the base, in the crawl.
Okay.
So they came out, and of course they said, yeah, it does need to be lifted because the three main supports that are supporting the main beam across the house, it just doesn't look good. It's just bad. So my question is, since we're gutting, we're doing hardwood floors, it's got plaster walls, do I hold off on all that until PermaSeal comes out and jacks things up and puts those new supports in?
Yes.
Or can I go ahead and start my project?
No. Do if you're okay. if we're talking about a gut job here, where we're basically doing it all, you have to start with a solid foundation, because okay. if you're going to do any, you know, essentially finish trim work above all that, the minute they start moving things around, you're going to damage all that. And all right. I know the issue is just waiting for them to get there. As you want to get started.
Yeah, they're about 5 weeks out.
Right.
So.
But that is, but maybe after this nice unsolicited testimonial to get there sooner. Where's the house at, Ken?
It's going to be in Prospect Heights.
A house in Prospect Heights with the contract signed by Ken and his lovely wife.
Donna
and Ken. Maybe we can do a little, maybe we can work a little magic. We'll see. But you got to get that done first. Absolutely done okay. first. And then are you talking to them about encapsulating that crawl?
Yeah, they've got to take care of 7 cracks in the basement.
Right.
And they're going to put a sump pump in. And then they're going to come back out later on and encapsulate after that's all done.
Okay.
But I got a lot of plumbing work that's got to get done, so I don't want them to encapsulate until the mess is all done. So,
have them come and do all the jacking and the crack fixing. So that's all done. Now we have a nice solid base. Do all your
okay.
plumbing, do your flooring, all that kind of stuff. And once the mechanical work is done, and when the painters are there, then you can get them to come. I mean, they can come and encapsulate at any point, but get all that work done first before you you do anything up above.
2 other quick questions.
Yep.
So the house is built in 55, and, you know, in the bathrooms, they would set the floors in 6 feet of mortar.
Yep.
So I did this before, but I want your answer on this. We just want to tile over it. I don't think you can find a better solid surface.
No, if it's this is the only time I would tell you that it's okay to tile over a finished floor, because those old mud set floors, you're not going to do a better base than that. The one thing I will tell you is spend a little bit more money and put an electric heating pad under that new tile.
Okay.
And warm that floor up. And, you know, one of the products that I talk a lot about is New Heat. And you can buy those at different size panels. Have your flooring guy put it down right over the top of that old tile that they're going to prep. Then they're going to put a thin set mortar on there and set the new tile on top of that. It will be the best thing you ever do.
Okay. Then the last thing, it's all plaster walls, and we are going to move some doors around and tear some walls down. So when I'm matching wallboard up to plaster, what do you use, a thin set, or what are you using to match that up?
Well, you know, the problem you're going to have is when you're moving doors and you have those small patches, your drywaller, who's ever going to do this, that drywall is going to be set in just a little bit. Because they're going to have to put a little thin set coating over the top of it, which will be joint compound, and provide a little bit of a stimple to it so that you get the match of the whole wall. Because you've got a little bit
right.
of a texture with the plaster that you don't get with drywall. It takes a really good painting contractor and drywaller to get you that. But as long
okay.
as you are having that conversation up front and say, look, I don't want to see this textured wall of plaster here, and then when I get to the doorways where we moved them, you know, see a 4-inch border that doesn't match.
Okay.
All right.
So what are you suggesting we use then? Or
oh,
what
no. I mean, they'll just use whatever size drywall works with the framing. It will just naturally be less. So if they use your plaster board is thicker than 1/2 inch and less than 5/8. You know what I mean? It probably is right in between
right.
there. So when they put a piece of 1/2 inch in there or whatever, it'll either be a piece of 1/2 inch or 5/8. It's got to be a little recessed so they can build it up. And they'll just determine
okay.
that once they put it all up.
Okay, Lou. Thank you.
Good
thank
luck with
so
the
much.
Project and congratulations to your daughter. I really appreciate you calling this morning. 7:45 in the morning. We'll be right back. 7:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here is Linda in Chicago. Linda, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I would like some information on solar attic fans. I don't know how I miss knowing about them, but I need that service very much. My attic is extremely hot, and my grandchildren stay up there.
Ooh, okay. So a couple things. The attic that they're up in, is it a finished attic?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, attic fans are typically used in unfinished attics. But if you wanted to use it up there, you'd have to have someone, when they install it, cut through the roof as well as all the way into the attic space so that the vent would draw air out when it's running. Okay, so it's a little, you're probably going to have to put some sort of vent cover on there because typically they don't have a finished piece on the inside. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one thing I want to tell you about these solar attic fans, they're awesome. They only work when the sun is out. So if the problem that can happen with these is that in the summer, when we get 90-degree days, you know, yeah, the sun is out until 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night sometimes, and the fan is working, but then at 10 o'clock at night, there's no sun, and it's still hot outside. And that fan doesn't spin because it doesn't have batteries. It's a, what they call a direct drive.
Mm. And it doesn't have any stored up energy or anything like that?
It does not. So,
oh, my goodness.
Right. So if this is something where you're in a, you know, in a regular home where you were using, not a regular home, but in other words, if you were using this in an attic where we're just trying to keep it cool, it's great because there's no electric needed to go there. But
right.
The same thing is true that at 10 o'clock at night, that fan's not going to run anymore, but you're not living in that space. But in your case, what may make sense is, depending on the size of your attic, you could get one of these and install it. But then I would probably tell you to install a mechanical fan that either has a thermostat or a switch that you could turn on manually to keep the air flowing even in the evening.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have another question.
Sure.
We had a small back porch rebuilt.
Okay.
Well, torn down, and they built another one. It's very tiny, but I need to know. That was in December, mid-December, and I need to know what we need to do now to preserve it so that it won't rot and fall off again.
So they rebuilt it, and it's all built out of treated lumber?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a really good idea to have that stained, so that we can get some protection. You know, the wood is protected in the treatment for bugs and rot, but the sun will really beat the you-know-what out of that wood. Is it which way does this...
West.
So it gets a lot of sun.
It does.
All right. So is this something you want to do yourself, or do you want to have someone do it?
Something I want to do myself.
Okay. You need to pressure wash the whole thing. And in particular, on the deck boards, you need to sand those deck boards to open up the pores of the wood, okay?
After
you pressure wash it and you allow it to dry for a day or so.
Okay.
Then you're going to do a little sanding, in particular on the deck boards, because when they sit there and lie flat and they're up at the sun, it can get really, the wood can constrict, and then it's hard for the stain to be absorbed. You want to use an oil-based deck stain. One of my favorites. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
I do.
Penofin. P-E-N-O-F-I-N. P-E-N.
You knew I needed that again, huh?
I did. P-E-N. Oh, I can hear you rustling. O-F-I-N. And it is, in my opinion, one of the best oil-based stains out there. You brush it on, you do a few boards at a time, you let it sit for a little bit, and then you wipe it off with a rag. And though the company has not officially made this their slogan, when you put this on your wood, it makes the wood happy.
And that'll make me happy.
See? Look at it. It's like a twofer. Linda, have a lovely day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:54 in the morning. Quick break, and then our Noodaloo 2 is coming up.
Kathy, have you ever showed up someplace where someone had your exact outfit?
No, I never have. Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
But my question that I want to talk to our girlfriends about is, were you embarrassed? Were you worried who looks better in this outfit?
Yeah, that would be the problem. If they looked better, then I would be...
Well, we want to know what you think about it.
Something guys never worry about.
No, because they all wear the same thing with different colored little ties. Anyway, we're Kathy and Judy, and we're on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, on Radio 720 WGN.
Every day, millions of seniors struggle with cancer, arthritis, and other rare diseases. They rely on Medicare Part B for access to their doctor and life-saving medicines. Shockingly, the Obama administration has proposed a misguided experiment to Medicare, and it could be devastating. Government bureaucrats could manipulate your course of treatment. Access to new breakthrough treatments may be restricted. Local clinics could be forced to close, requiring some patients to travel significant distance and forcing others into hospitals for their care. Over 300 patient and provider groups have called on Congress to stop this experiment, and Congress needs to listen. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth has always protected Illinois seniors. Call Congresswoman Duckworth at 202-225-3711 or go to StopCMSCuts.com. Urge her to stand up for Illinois seniors and stop the Medicare Part B experiment. Paid for by the Community Oncology Alliance.
Offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Sacrete's been the number one choice in concrete and masonry products for both pros and DIYers for more than 80 years. Find Sacrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit Sacrete.com to learn more.
Hi. If you've ever tried to get rid of that black and green stuff growing in and around the outside of your home, you know what a chore it can be. But did you know there's now an easy way to get rid of it without scrubbing or using bleach? The product is called Wet and Forget. Hey, by the way, I was at the National Hardware Show in Vegas, and I stopped by the Wet and Forget booth, and they had the Carey Brothers, which is a home improvement radio show out on the West Coast, doing their show from the Wet and Forget booth. Now, they were taping the show because their show is on the weekend. Is this thing on? Now, the Carey Brothers have been around a long time. They're these two brothers, and they wear red overalls. Like, that's their shtick. And they're very good. But can you tell me why we're not doing our show from the booth?
I cannot.
Right. You know why? Because they're not spraying enough Wet and Forget on stuff. We got to spray it all over those Carey Brothers in their red overalls and see if we get rid of them. No, I'm kidding. But we're available. You can use it on any outdoor surface. Decks, bricks, stucco, stone, awnings. And by the way, you know the company's from New Zealand. Did you know that? Wet and Forget's from New Zealand.
Okay. I did.
And I ran into these gentlemen who invented something in the inventor's corner, this jack where you can put stuff in like it's a hand truck, mm-hmm. but you can put stuff on it and raise up on the hand truck. Like if it's a load of, say, six bags of topsoil and you want to load it into your car, but it's down on the ground, you want to hurt your back. Well, you crank it up and it raises the deck so that you can easily unload it. They're all from New Zealand. Never heard of Wet and Forget.
No.
I go, they've been using it on the Sydney Opera House for 30 years. They go, they have? And I'm like, yeah.
Technically, that's in Australia.
Well, I understand, but no. If you're from New Zealand, you don't want to say that you're Australian.
Well, right. So if it was used on the Sydney Opera House, then maybe they were like, ooh.
Well, right. But but Wet and Forget is from New Zealand.
Kiwis.
Right. And what are they called? The koala bears. And kangaroos, all that.
Dingoes. Sorry,
that's it. There's no scrubbing. There's no rinsing or power washing. Every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently breaks down and washes away the green and black stuff for you. Wet and Forget. It's biodegradable, non-caustic, non-acidic, and contains no bleach. So if you want to get rid of moss, mold, mildew, and algae growing in and around your home, pick up some Wet and Forget today in the blue bottle. Or participate in Ace, Menards, Lowe's Home Improvement Stores, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you.
Another Saturday morning on WGN Radio, and that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
8:08 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, by Fox Home Center, and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We just got a little behind last hour, so we're going to do our Noodaloo 2 now, which, you know what I was thinking about, Lindsay, about this Noodaloo 2 is I am very excited about the development of new technologies that are affordable, that take the job of traditional stuff that we used to think of in different ways. And it's across all levels. And people are coming up with some really smart ideas This thing is super smart. Take a listen.
Just a few years back when I was a broke college student, okay, maybe like 10 years back, I was living with three other cute gals on this little Arizona condo that wasn't in a horrible part of town, but we definitely couldn't afford any type of home security system. Fast forward a couple years ahead, and I'm still living in a tiny apartment in the City of the Angels and City of the Crazies, giving my parents hyper-anxiety again with no home security system. But an expensive feature-packed security system wasn't really feasible for my budget. Even if it had been, I was a renter and landlords don't really want to wire a system into the home, especially not one with a lengthy contract attached. Well, this week's new to Lutu is a game changer in the home security world. It's called Corner Safe Security, which offers relatively inexpensive home security without a complicated installation or a long-term contract. While this is far from the first product in the smart DIY security scene, it could be just about the simplest. You just stick the motion sensing tabs on your doors and windows, then plug the siren emitting base into your router. To arm and disarm the system, you use their free app on your iPhone or any smartphone, and that's it. No cameras, no additional accessories, no live monitoring. Now, for really large homes with lots of windows and doors, this probably isn't the system for you. If you do use it, you do need to pay a fee of about $40 a year, but there is no contract. The $40 is included in your first year in your starter kit. That starter kit includes three of the tags. You can buy additional ones. Also, the siren emitting stick that you plug into your router, and then that $40 for the first year. If the sensing tab goes off upon intrusion, you will immediately get a notification to your phone with options to either call someone in your circle, maybe your mom or dad or a neighbor, or call the police directly and send someone over. To find out more, you can check out cornersafe.com. That's K-O-R-N-E-R-safe.com, corner with a K. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so it's essentially little stickers that you put on anything you're worried about people coming through. And it is not a monitored system. So you're basically the monitor, but the vast majority of us are constantly looking at our phone. Even when we're not getting a text or someone's calling us, it's like a weird habit. Yesterday, I forgot my phone. We went to the Cubs game yesterday. Lindsay and I, Quinn, and his friend Sean. Mary Beth was going to come, but she was busy planning a little party for our daughter Mallory, whose birthday is Monday. Happy birthday, Mallory!
Happy birthday, Mel!
And I forgot my phone, which is really kind of liberating.
I know,
right? I had no phone for the entire Cubs game. Then we went to Mallory's lacrosse game out in Oak Park. Had no phone for that. Meanwhile, my wife is doing all the work planning for this party, and she can't get a hold of me. So that part of it probably wasn't so liberating. But Quinn was with me. He had his phone. But anyway, my point is, I was watching people. It was really funny. In the stands while we were there, I was watching people constantly fiddling with their phones, grabbing their phone and just looking at it and then putting it down. So you're always doing that anyway. You plug this thing in. Lindsay, what? The starter kit's $100. Is that right? $100.
$100. 98.
And you can cover three areas?
You get three tags. So, you know, it's great for a part. If you have a huge house, like I said in my piece,
right.
It might not be the best solution. But if you have a little apartment,
you're
you know,
renting
you put
a house,
on,
though.
Right.
But I mean, the thing is, if you have a huge house, it's not like you're worried about them coming in the second floor.
Sure. You're right.
Right. If they're coming in the second floor, then you got more problems. Right. Exactly. That no one's going to help you. You need a shotgun and a security guard and a big dog. But this thing is so smart.
But I like it, too, for like the kid. Like, say you have a teenage daughter or son that likes to sneak out their window. You secretly put this on their window. And then once that thing goes up, you get a notification on your phone or the liquor cabinet.
The liquor cabinet thing is a good one because you can put the sticker on the inside of the door and no one would know.
Right.
And the alarm would go off. Could you imagine how you would freak your kids out?
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, what are you doing? Huh?
What do you mean?
I thought you guys were out to dinner. Close the liquor cabinet. Oh, my gosh. Where's the camera? So it's a neat idea. And you just plug the little sensor into your wireless router and your wireless system in your house becomes the sensing unit. $100.
And you can call the police. I mean,
correct.
It'll give you the option.
Correct. You have the option.
But it doesn't automatically.
Right. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And can't you also, you can do multiple devices. So in other words, if you're roommates in an apartment, it can notify all three roommates or whatever it was. That's awesome. It's up on our Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini at Facebook. And as mentioned, you can vibe about it on John's VibeScore app. Download that at the App Store as well. And it's cool. I think it's a really neat idea. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phones. Karen is in Carol Stream. Karen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help
you?
I
have the Anderson sliding patio door and the outside, the white coverings pulling away from the wood. I tried some wood glue and that didn't work. So is there a glue that would work, or what do I use to remove the glue so I can just paint that area?
So it's a vinyl-wrapped door, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And so you can peel the vinyl away and see the wood behind it?
Right.
Okay. If you can peel that away, yeah, wood glue is not going to work. You're going to need some type of construction adhesive to hold that. And you're going to need to roll it so that you get some kind of contact to hold it in place. Now, when you push it back in place, does it pop back out?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have two dogs that help pull it away.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So here's what I would do. You can buy a small squeeze tube of a construction adhesive called Power Grab, which is from Loctite. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to peel back what you can. And you're going to squeeze this back. It's like a squeeze bottle similar to like decorating a cake.
Okay.
And you're going to put that back in there. And then if you have a way to use a rolling pin won't work. But you need, they make these little rollers that, what's that roller, Lindsay, that you came with your strips that for your stairs? The fancy roller for the strips, the clear strips, remember? What was that called? The clear strips that went on the wood stairs. And
no slip strips.
No slip strips that are 3 cents worth of strips and they send you a $15 roller. But if you can roll it to get some pressure against that, even with your hand, you could go with your hand.
Okay.
It's Power Grab. The advantage of this particular construction adhesive is it grabs what you're gluing and holds it in place. So it may just hold it in place or... when you push it into place, if you can use, say, some duct tape temporarily just to hold it there for just a couple hours, that should hold it in place.
Okay.
And that way you don't have to paint anything and you still have the vinyl protection and it should hold up just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. This is, no, that's not here. Let's talk to Barbara, who's in Prospect Heights. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Love your show.
Love you, Barbara.
Okay, we have to replace our pressure well tank. Right now we have no water. Do we go with the plumber? Could he do this? Well guy, any suggestions?
You have zero water.
Right, yeah.
The pump switch is on.
Is the pump switch on?
We switched it off.
We switched it off because it was flooding.
Wait, where was the flood?
It was in the basement.
Okay.
Underneath the tank.
Okay. So now everything's off.
Yes.
I would get a well company to come out and take a look at this. Who services? Do you have anyone that's been doing servicing for your well?
No. We bought the house maybe 6 years ago and never had a problem.
Okay. So if you've got a leak in that tank, it's better to have I'm glad you shut the pump off because that thing will just keep going. But you need a well and septic company to come out and do that.
Okay.
I don't have a specific name for you in Prospect Heights, but is there any kind of sticker on the tank itself?
Yes, there is.
All right. So more than likely, those are the people that installed it, and I would call them because they'll have plumbers can do it, but with the well, it's better to get somebody that knows what they're doing to come out and possibly that pressure tank, you know, blew a bladder, and that has to be replaced.
Okay, so we're better off getting... Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay, good suggestion. I have one more question.
Sure.
Now, should we get the same size tank?
Absolutely. It's all based on the number of fixtures, the piping. That's why you want the right
you know, a good well company out there that can take a look at it and say, okay, how many live in the house? What's the this and that?
Okay.
And that has specifically to do with the sizing of that unit. So you need a professional that has the experience to come out and give you the right information on that. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:19 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back. 8:22 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and see who we can help out. This is Gary in Elmwood Park. Hey, Gary, you're on WGN.
Yeah, I got a problem. I want to put hardwood oak floors down in my on concrete floors.
Okay.
One wall, we've got mirrors in three sections. Each one of them is 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall. And they're separated a little bit in between each section. How do I get those mirrors off?
Are you superstitious?
Not for that.
All right. Well, you got to break them. What you're going to do is, are you going to do this yourself?
Yeah, I think I will.
All right.
Something I can tackle.
So here's what you have to do. You need to get behind it with a pry bar to try and pull away the glue that's attached to the drywall.
There is no room to get the pry bar behind there. That's the problem.
Well, so what I would do
right
is
up to the wall.
Okay. What I would do is this: you need to get some like a wide painter's tape and kind of crisscross back and forth over the top of these mirrors because you're going to break them. Okay.
Gotcha.
And you want to be able to create like a little webbing to hold it as you break. And if you can break a corner off and get a wide, you know, like a wide putty knife or something to try and slowly pry it in a couple spots, there's probably dots of a cutback adhesive that held it in place. And you might get lucky that it's going to tear the paper and come off in one piece, but more than likely it's going to break. Make sure you wear some kind of eye protection, Gary, and you're wearing a nice pair of leather gloves.
Right.
Long sleeve shirt.
Sure.
Okay? And just take it easy.
Right.
Start at the top.
I got another question.
Yeah, start at the top if you got a little step ladder so you're up off the ground and say in case something falls.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, I have another question. Now, for the hardwood floors, I'm getting all kinds of different ideas from different contractors that come in. They're all over the place. What to put in for a sound barrier and what not to put in and how much thickness of plywood to put in.
Are you in a condo?
Yeah, I'm on the third floor.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have typically condominiums have rules about what you have to put down?
Right. Just that any type of sound barrier doesn't have any specifics.
Okay. So if you're going on the concrete, you do have to mechanically fasten plywood down if you're going to put a real hardwood floor.
Right.
And so they're going to screw that down, and you can, after that goes down, you can do a little layer of cork or a little layer of sound insulation they make for flooring.
That on top of the...
that could go under the...
Plywood?
That would go under the plywood.
Okay, what thickness of plywood? Because I'm getting all kinds of ideas for the thickness.
In a perfect world, it's 3/4 inch.
Okay.
Because I need something for the nails to hold on to.
Okay.
So if you have that kind of clearance around the rest of the house, because now
I don't. But then it's going to build itself up, you know.
You're going to cut doors and trim because you're going to lose all in. You're going to be an inch and a half.
Right.
The other alternative, depending on how many people live in this place, Gary, is that you could put, you know, with that concrete, you could do the sound insulation, vapor barrier, and a floating wood floor. Now, that's only going to be about 3/8 inch thick. And then you don't have to worry about the plywood. And you can buy, if you spend a little bit more on the wood, you can get a hardwood floor that gives you an opportunity to at least rescreen it. Once, you know, 10 years from now, you want to go to a really good flooring store to learn about those kinds of floors. You're going to spend a little bit more, on that type of floor. And one that I talk about a lot is I love bamboo and I think it's terrific. And one of the better brands is a product called Terragrin, which is out of Seattle. And they make a floating version of their floor, in bamboo. That's beautiful. And I think you'll really like it. So take a look at that. Appreciate the phone call. 8:27 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show will be right back.
Dami Bougie!
This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
8:38 in the morning.
With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands.
Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your calls, how long ago was it that I showed this product on the Today Show, Stickwood? It was last month, 2 months ago?
Yes, it was the day that the bombing happened in...
Wow, in, bring me down.
I know. Well, it's because it didn't air, remember?
Oh, right. Oh, in Brussels.
In Brussels, yes.
Right. Yeah, that was awful.
Sorry,
thanks.
I know.
Thanks
I'm
for
sorry.
Reminding
well,
me
that's
of that.
Why it didn't air. So it was a great segment, but it was preempted by the
right.
situation.
Right, so it didn't air in the East. I think it aired in the West Coast. Well, geez, remind me not to ask you next time. Boy, here we're having a nice whole thing. Right. And now we've got the founder on the phone, Jerry McCall. He's like, wow, thanks a lot. Now everybody's going to think of Stickwood when they think of that. Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Jerry, tell our audience about your company and what it is you guys make.
Well, you know, our company, we're a wood manufacturing company based here in the United States. And
Where in the United States?
We're in Sacramento, California.
Beautiful.
So it's still a little early for me right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I can handle it. So anyway, we're in Sacramento. We manufacture stickwood, which is a real wood, reclaimed and sustainable wood wall planking material.
That's awesome. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that in itself is amazing. But the thing that's really we're really proud of is that what we've been able to do is process this material in a way that we've made it peel and stick. So we've taken real wood and we made it really thin. And, you know, sometimes people get a little confused. They wonder, you know, is it real? It's really important. It's authentic reclaimed material. But we've been able to make it very thin and make it peel and stick so you can just peel it. Stick it right on your wall. So the installation process itself, and the, you know, when you actually use it, you know, if you, and I'm sure you've done this, but if you do it in a more traditional way, it's a really disruptive experience, right?
Right.
Noise and dust and dirt and this is very, very smooth, very quick, and the result is gorgeous.
I got to tell you something. This stuff is so cool. And so easy to install. I mean, okay, we did a little feature about this on our television show, House Smarts, a while back. And then I don't know how we started talking about it. Was the Today Show thing a Life Changers one? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? So
yes.
I do this feature called Lose Life Changers, which is new. But, you know, it's like these new products that I get exposed to a lot that people don't get to see a lot. And that was the opportunity here that we tried to bring to the Today Show. But this stuff is less than an eighth of an inch, or right around that, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's an eighth inch thick or around.
Are you
an
cutting
inch.
This stuff on a bandsaw? How are you getting it so thin? Or is that proprietary?
It's not. It is and it isn't. I mean, we use very specialized equipment. They are saws. We get them from Europe, so the trick is, of course, to take this kind of bent, warped piece of wood that comes out of the field and get it. You know, even and the edges even, so that the stuff goes together very easily. So you know, the whoever's doing the work, well, they don't have to do the work. That's,
right.
That's really what the plan is.
Right.
But you know, it's one of those things that it's a little bit of a dichotomy, right? Because when people think of fast, fun, and easy, they think of fake and cheap, you know, imitation or whatever you want to call it. And so we've been able to get the sort of fast, fun, and easy part of this.
I think of you know what I do. I think of Coors Light. Fast,
yeah.
Click, fun, and easy. That is to me.
Yeah, easy is how many Coors Lights you've had, but yeah, that's yeah. No. It's really, you know, we're really proud of it. And I mean, we're a business here in the States, and then, you know, I'm a woodworker, a lifetime woodworker. I love this material. I think wood is a fascinating material. I've been doing it for 30 plus years. Yeah.
So you and your wife founded this company. How long have you guys been in existence?
We've been doing this product for right around 4 years right now.
Wow.
And we launched it 4 years ago.
So you're the woodworker, and obviously she's the brains of the operation?
Well, it's the brains and the artist.
Right. Okay.
I'm just the guy in the back, you know, cutting wood.
But now this is the process. I mean, I think most people understand this. I mean, I was a carpenter by trade. You're out there reclaiming this lumber off of an old barn or some building, which is, there is nothing about that board that you're getting that's flat and square.
Exactly.
And so now you have to somehow get it ready to go through a machine so that you can literally cut it like a thick piece of, like a piece of cardboard almost in the thickness of it, which obviously the machinery that you're using is able to do that once it's prepped properly. But you're also able to create many different kinds of colors and patterns. Is it all based on what it is you reclaim, or is there a little bit of work that goes into this as well?
Well, the main work is just the sorting process. So we get in, you know, material in from all sorts of different, like you said, different locations and places and stuff. And then what we do is we try to sort the look, I guess I would say, into groups.
Right.
And then that's kind of handy because that way, you know, we can consistently get a similar look. As we say in the reclaim business, you know, consistently inconsistent is what we're trying to do.
Right. Exactly. And so then when you come up with, I know that, is it right? You offer something like 26 different colors or patterns.
Yep.
But within those patterns, it isn't like, here's a picture of our gray board, because next month, the gray boards that you have could be slightly different.
Well, yes and no. I mean, that's one of the things that we do is a lot of people maybe don't know this, but wood that weathers or ages, it doesn't really matter what the wood is. It's the location that it's aging in. And so whatever location it is, that all wood over time will look the same.
Right.
It will have the same kind of aging. You know, it's time and weather and all the stuff that happens. So, you know, what we kind of use regions and locations to pull material from, and then we know all the material in these regions and locations has a similar look. And, you know, and again, it's tricky because if you take one piece of material and, you know, you take a box of it or whatever, you'll get a variation of that in the box. But, you know, from box to box, it just looks, you know, I don't want to say the same because it's not the same.
No. Right. Because when you pull a piece of this off, there could be a spot where the nail was bent over in the original piece of wood that kind of that natural look that the board went through is now part of your finished wall.
Well, and I think it's one of the beauties of reclaimed materials.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
You know, there's the marks of use, right? And, it's funny, as all the years that I've been doing this, I mean, we're just fascinated with sort of the history, you know, of a time-worn surface. I mean, we see that, and we're just like, wow, you know, everybody, we all start to imagine different things. Who was in contact with this? Where did it come from? What was it? And then on top of that, you have sort of, you know, the effects of nature, which you can't replicate. And that's one of the things for us that I think is important is, you know, these aren't faked surfaces or faux surfaces. And, you know, there's some good or nice-looking faux surfaces, but they're not the same. We don't have the same emotional connection to them. So
you and I don't know each other, but I have you completely figured out. All of a sudden, like a batch of this wood comes in, and you get a chance to look through it, and you get all excited, don't you, when you see something that's written?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, look at this, look at this, look at this.
Everybody's sort of like, well, how can you get so excited about a piece of wood? And I'm like, well, can't you see it? It's gorgeous. Look at this thing, you know? I mean, this is amazing.
All right, give our listeners some of the examples. I mean, certainly the kind of the most obvious application would be to use this as an accent wall in a room to create this warmth and beauty. But the opportunities to use this product in different applications is really endless. What are some of those examples?
Yeah, you know, we were surprised by that because we for sure created it with the idea of a feature wall or, you know, some type of treatment like that. And, you know, the way our customers have been using it is just, it's fascinating. The first thing is the patterns that you can do with it. Because it's in a plank form, you know, you can create chevrons and designs. You know, people create different sort of angles that they cut the wood into. So just that in itself creates, you know, a limitless sort of array of ways it can be used. And then people use it for covering, you know, recovering cabinet doors, doors in their houses. You know, they'll make barn doors with it. They, I mean, trade shows. I mean, it's just they're just constantly using it for different things. I mean, covering up pieces of furniture. I mean, people cover like little IKEA furniture with it.
Right.
IKEA
headboards. Right.
You know, it's just a quick, easy way to you know, get that real, you know, wood, reclaimed wood look. Or not just the look, but the actual material, you know, in a simple way.
Let's tell folks where they can find it and you know, kind of a range in pricing of what this could cost them.
Yeah, so it ranges anywhere from $10 to $14 per square foot. It comes in 20 or 40 square foot boxes.
Okay.
And everything is, you know, we have a factory to front door approach to things. You know, I don't want to go too far off track here, but something that's very, very important to me, and it's part of like the reason we do this is I'm a factory guy. I grew up in the plant. You know, that was where I was at.
Right.
And I think that, you know, in today's world, it seems like we've separated ourselves a little bit from that. You know, the things that we use and the objects that we have in our lives, you know, are coming from some distant place. And you know, all of us, I mean, I grew up, all of us had, you know, family that worked in a factory or,
right,
you know, manufacturing jobs. So we're very, very interested in preserving and growing this type of work because there's plenty of people that can use this type of work. So we're factory to front door. So everything that you get from us, with the exception of a few places, comes directly from our factory right to your front door, shipping, you know, FedEx, UPS, or however it needs to go. So you can get it directly from us on our website, and that's stickwood.com, S-T-I-K, no C in Stickwood. We had to do something weird and different. so stickwood.com, and, you know, and of course, you can also, you know, on the website, there's lots of different ways to contact us. You know, you can text us, you can call us, you can, you know, we want people to reach out because we're super proud of this, and we want to, you know, hey, we'll talk to you. We'll help you try to make a decision about, you know, what material you should use,
right,
where it can work at. You know, any questions, anything you have, just reach out to us, and we want to talk to you.
Well, I am always happy to talk to people who are making and building things in the U.S., and it's something that I've been passionate about for years. I mean, I'm not in any way anti-global economy because I think that that's what we're about. But the more we do here, and the more we put people to work here, the better off we're going to be. And I tell people this all the time, you know, as I'm a business owner myself, and I say no matter what business we're in, we all need our customers to have the same thing, and that's a job. And so the more we can buy and source from the U.S., the better. So I think you guys are doing a terrific job. I love the product you're producing. I think it has great potential for a lot of different people. And I want to just continue to wish you guys great success. Stickwood.com, S-T-I-K, wood.com is the website. Jerry McCall and his wife are the founders of this company, been around for 4 years. I really appreciate you getting up really early. Hopefully we get lots of bings and pings on your website today, all right?
That'd be awesome. Hey, Lou, really, thanks for having me. It's nice to talk to everybody about this. And, you know, we're just super proud and super happy about this and really appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day and really appreciate you getting up this morning. It's funny. I was just thinking, you know, he's talking about making stuff in the U.S. and I was at the hardware show, the National Hardware Show that was out in Las Vegas. And the one thing that I was in, the amount of import booths that were at this, like all these companies from overseas that were sourcing and building stuff. And I stopped by. There was the Vaughn Hammer Company. Now, I don't know if you know the name Vaughn, but hanging in my tool belt back in my house in Chicago is Vaughn Hammer. And Vaughn is an American-made manufacturer. And I think that of a certain age,
people just don't know that brand as well. And something intriguing when I was talking to the Vaughn people was the fact that they still make hammers with hickory handles, hickory wood handles. When you look at most of the new hammers that you buy now, because they're all imported over from overseas, many of them, they're steel shanks because they can't do hickory in Asia because hickory only grows in the U.S. And if you're a carpenter, a wood-handled hammer, though not great to pull nails because you'll break the handle, but for swinging a hammer, all the weight is in the head. And if you're someone that's doing this all day long, a framing hammer with a wood handle is kind of the best thing for your arm, for power and control and whatever. And it's just talking to those guys and talking about what they're doing and trying to focus more of that, you know, American-made opportunity, in particular when it comes to tools. So many of the tools that we sell at our own hardware stores are just made overseas. And I get it. We all want cheap prices. But we don't want to be short-sighted about the fact that if we pay just a little bit more, we keep everybody working here, and it's just better for our country. So I like what they're doing out there in Sacramento. It's a terrific product, and buy that. And if you need to buy a hammer, buy a Vaughn hammer. Another company is Estwing, which both are American-made hammers here in the U.S., and I'm trying to think another hammer. I'm going to exclude Plum is another one that's made in the USA. Certain models of them, but of the Plum, but make sure you do that. If you're going to buy a hammer, buy a good American-made hammer. Makes me happy. It's 8:54 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I can take a quick call here before we go to news. This is Joanne in Des Plaines. Hi, Joanne. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi, Lou. Lou, last season we had a problem with the bees, and they're under my concrete step at the front door. How would we get rid of them? They look like a yellow jacket coming out.
Yeah.
And there's a concrete step, you know, it's surrounded by the dirt and mm-hmm. a bush.
Yeah. So there is a bee, you know, a spray that you can buy that is a foaming spray. And I know that people get mad when I say use this because we don't want to kill all the bees. But the yellow jacket's a problem because you don't want to get stung. This foaming spray has a little bit, it has a tip, like a long tip. And where you see those bees coming in and out, the best time to do it is at night because that's when they're in there and they're hanging out. And they're a little more quiet at night when it's cool. Spray that, the foam expands, then do it again the next night. You need to do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spray it, then, you know, giddy up and get out of the way. And that should solve the problem. But you want the foaming bee spray.
The foaming bee spray.
You can get that.
That should do it.
Yeah, and you get that at the hardware store.
Now, if it doesn't work, and if I do have to call someone.
Joanne, it's going to work.
It'll work.
Yeah.
Okay, great. One other question while I have you on the line.
Sure.
You know, like from the dirt and grime, like it's on the patio from the winter, what would you recommend cleaning? How do you clean that?
Who's going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Do you want to use a pressure washer or something else?
No, not a pressure washer.
Okay. Go buy a product called Concrobium Mold Eraser.
Concrobium
Mold Eraser.
Yes.
Put it put it in a bucket of warm water. Mix it up just like the directions say. Pour it onto this area where you want to clean it up and take a little deck brush on a pole.
Yes.
And scrub back and forth.
All right.
A little bit. You're going to scrub for, you know, 5-10 minutes in an area. You're going to spray it off. It's going to look fantastic.
All right. And I can do the same with the garage floor?
Yep.
Okay, great.
You got your work cut out for you. You're going to get rid of the bees, and you're going to shine up those outdoor floors.
All right, great.
Joanne, wear a Fitbit. You're going to impress all your friends with all your steps.
Okay, thank you, Lou.
Bye.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
And you're listening to Lou.
Kathy, yes. Are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Yes, I do.
You are,
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
9:12 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Ace Hardware, and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hey, and by the way, join our very own Wendy Snyder at Builder Supply Outlet for their new kitchen and bath showroom grand opening. It's a private after-hours special showing. What's going on out there at Builder Supply Outlet, a little after hours? Wendy Snyder after dark from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 12th. Get inspired by the 14 new designer displays and talk with their experienced professional designers who will help you plan your next project. Meet Wendy and shop the showroom while you enjoy culinary treats from Pinstripes. Registration is easy. Just go to WGNradio.com/events to register and confirm your attendance. Builder Supply Outlet is just 5 minutes east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview. Register now for a special after-hours showing this Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick story I was mentioning that we were at graduation of our son last week at from the University of Michigan. And on Saturday, we decided, you know what, we should go to Mass. It's kind of this momentous thing. We have all the kids together, and so we're going to go to Mass. Now, it was a long, the Friday was a long day, Saturday was a long day. Everybody's exhausted. And all of our kids are like, oh, I can't believe we got to go to Mass. So we find this church where our son has gone a couple times in Ann Arbor, St. Francis. And so it's pouring rain. It's like one of those days that all you want to do is be in bed, okay? So I pull up. It's raining. I go, here, I'll let you guys all out. And my father-in-law also came with us. So we're all there. We're going to go to church. And we pull up to the church, and the kids are like, Mallory and Carmen are both, oh, they're half asleep. And as Mallory is sliding out of the car, she turns to me. She goes, I better go straight to heaven for doing this. You just roll out, and we go to church, which is hilarious. It was really funny because she just did it under her breath. And so while we're in church, now, typically if you go to Catholic Mass, it's about an hour, okay? But at this particular Mass, there was someone doing their confirmation, someone receiving the rites, like as an adult, of being confirmed. And then there were two baptisms that were happening, all of this. But it was the sweetest thing. So there was a first communion, a confirmation, and two baptisms happening here. So from a parental thing, this is my wife's observation, that here we are at our graduation of our son who had just graduated from college. And being Catholic, all of those sacraments are something that he had been through. And here we were seeing these other families go through it all. It was kind of this cool divine intervention thing. And now Mallory is going straight to heaven because we put her through that.
So did they have the graduation at the big house? Or
they had the graduation at the big house.
Really?
Half the whole, they had a big, huge stage set up on the 50-yard line against one side of the big house. And then half of the big house was filled with family and the students. And Michael Bloomberg was the keynote speaker.
So half of the big house, that's 50,000 people.
It had to be 50,000 people.
Wow.
It was a lot of people. And it was a beautiful day. I mean, it was a cool, it was almost kind of like a fall football day. It was cool, but the sun was out, so we were comfortable. And the rain held, which was very nice. And it was really cool. It was really nice. That same girl that's going straight to heaven, her birthday's Monday, 17 years old. And what's always unique, if you listen to the show, is Mallory was, for all you mothers, happy Mother's Day on Sunday, but Mallory was a Mother's Day baby. She was born on Mother's Day 17 years ago. So she's a day off this year, but it does work out every now and then. And then that confirmation thing, I have a cousin, my wife's cousin, their little son Edgar's getting confirmed. Excuse me. Yeah, first communion, rather. Excuse me, today. So that's a big deal. For everybody. So Mallory's going straight to heaven and it's her birthday. Not a bad thing. Here's another good thing. You may have heard me talk a little bit about my virtual candy jar, which while I was away at graduation, Lindsay, when you were filling in, you told everybody that we made that goal and then some of the $5,000. Actually, people are still sort of contributing to that,
really?
Which is awesome.
That's so great.
I think Ms. Recorded did pretty well on candy days, even though it was a lousy
pouring
weekend. And at one point, they took the it was so bad outside that they called everybody off the streets because it was bad.
So this is a very important fundraiser for Misericordia. Misericordia, for those that know or don't know, is a residential facility in Chicago, one location, but then there are also seven, maybe eight now, residential homes throughout the community in Chicagoland that that helps about 600 adults and children with developmental disabilities live wonderful, beautiful lives. And it's just a phenomenal place. And anybody that knows this place and volunteers there knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't know about this place, you should learn about it because it really is one of the finest organizations out there. This Candy Days is a way for them to raise money to help their mission. And their goal ultimately is not to rely on any kind of government money because, as we know, it's impossible to get the government money. And so they've always got to come up with it anyway to try and fund it all. And so we were trying to come up with ways to help even more. And so this idea over lunch with a bunch of the Misericordia people, John Williams does this virtual kettle with the Salvation Army every year, and it's quite successful. Salvation Army does wonderful work. And I thought, what if we did a virtual candy jar? Because Misericordia has this great relationship with the Jelly Belly people who, if you donate to Mis, you know, you get the little Jelly Bellies. They've been doing it for years. They've been such wonderful supporters. Which, by the way, the Jelly Bellies, did you try any of those Jelly Bellies?
Too many, yes.
Okay. You know, they have like these really interesting flavors. Like there's one that's
buttered popcorn.
Oh my gosh, it tastes just like buttered popcorn.
I know, it's one of my favorites.
It is buttered. They should just do a pack of those.
They do.
And they should sell them at the movies.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Because
then it's not as crunchy when you're watching a movie and it's quiet, right?
Huh. Yes.
Okay, so that alone, okay? I mean, I really do like my jelly beans to be sweeter. I like the orange and I like the cherry. I really like cherry sour. That's like my favorite. But anyway, the buttered popcorn flavor, whatever they're putting in that, is amazing. Right? It tastes just like buttered popcorn.
It does.
Okay. What was I talking about?
You were talking...
Misericordia Candy Days. Yes. So we came up with this virtual candy jar, and I said, boy, you know, it would really be nice if somebody also would come in and help out, and maybe we could turn... So we set a goal of $5,000, which... Everybody said, oh, you're going to make that. That's no problem. I go, well, you know, that's a lot to ask people. You know, there's a lot of places that you can donate your money and a lot of wonderful organizations throughout the Chicagoland area. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could have somebody to kind of be our friend in this and a partner in this, that if we made this goal, they would step up and also help as well. And who we found out would do that is our friends at Townstone Financial. And joining me in the studio right now is Barry Sterner, who is the owner of Townstone Financial. And I want to say good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
And I also want to say thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You were kind enough to say, look, I'm happy to do this. This is, I think at one point an email, while you may not have said the word, but it was a no-brainer for you to participate in this.
Well, you were talking about the Jelly Bellies.
Right.
And my wife, working for a very similar nonprofit for the last 13 years.
Okay.
The box of Jelly Bellies with your popcorn flavor stuff was always in our garage. For at least a month afterwards,
and
because when
delicious.
It rains, and I sent you an email because Saturday it was pouring out here, and those poor people were out on the corner,
I know.
And we stopped with my kids because my kids, for the first time, weren't out there this year,
right?
Unfortunately, because what you were saying, because the state pulled money away from the other nonprofit,
right.
Like they did to Misericordia, so
right.
That's why on behalf of Townstone Financial, I'd like to present you with this check.
That is
for $5,000.
Awesome. Isn't that awesome?
That's
awesome.
We're very happy to participate.
That's yes.
It's
please.
Even made out to Sister Mary.
That's perfect.
I think it's the right name.
Right, right. That's awesome.
And we're thrilled to participate. And as I said, my family, my wife especially, has been involved with this type of.
What's the nonprofit that she's part of? You can sort
Clearbrook.
Okay.
She was a part of Clearbrook. And when we went to the auto show this year, and I'm sure you've been there many times, when they have the first look, they're always, Misericordia is always right next to Clearbrook. And they have very similar. They have the homes for the people to come live in so that their family members, you know, can come visit them. And then they live a very high quality of life. I've actually been to many of these homes, and they have a wonderful life there. They have the people living with them, and they live like all of us on their own, which is the independence is so important for all these people.
Right. It's what we all
want for the family members.
It's what we all want in our own lives.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, just because you have a developmental disability doesn't mean that you don't want the same things in your life. And your support of this from Townstone and you and your family is so appreciative, as well as all the people that donated to the virtual candy jar, because it's all everybody coming together. And so I'm so grateful for your participation in this whole endeavor. And you know, you're helping a lot of people continue the work that they do and making a lot of people happy. So I know it makes me happy. I know it makes you and your family happy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's from a business perspective, it's just good for business, too. You know, just from the standpoint of saying, sure,
giving back to the community,
you've got to give back. Yeah, we all have a responsibility to give back. So we really do appreciate that. Are you going to play some baseball today?
Well, again, like last Saturday. Was it last Saturday you were at the University of Michigan?
I was.
So that was when it was raining here.
Right.
So I have my 8-year-old, has the uniform on at 6 o'clock in the morning. And as you know, when you walked in here today and you started, because all of us were listening to you, by the way, so you had a lot of listeners.
Very
near Oz Park, it started to lightning.
Oh, my gosh. It was
a little tiny bit of lightning.
Oh, yeah, and the lightning, then we were
but
done.
But at 8 years old,
yeah,
you should be able to play baseball on the grass. So we stayed. We hung out. We listened to you on the radio. And after 10 minutes, it stopped raining. And I took, as a parent, because we couldn't be the league anymore because
right,
it was lightning, we went out. We had a little game.
About
a little pickup game like
okay,
we used to do when you used to go to the park. And I right, know that's unheard right, of now because right, if you don't have a video game or an iPad, you can't
right,
go to the park.
Gotta get them
and
outside.
We played like lob league. Do you remember that? You'd get a baseball and
yeah,
we'd throw the ball. And I had about four four-year-olds running around in the mud. And I'm sure their parents are thrilled right now when they got back in the car. And we played a little baseball game in the mud. And my kid was thrilled because to not play on a Saturday when you got your uniform on and
right,
you're looking forward to it
absolutely,
all week is horrible.
That's
and
great.
I wasn't letting him go home.
That's
but I had to say we were just parents doing it. We weren't
I like
the
it. No, no, yeah, no. You weren't the league at all.
We
absolutely.
Had a
just
lot
having
of fun.
Some fun. I
yes,
like that. I like it a lot. That's great.
Well, more community stuff.
Let's give the particulars. First of all, thank you so much for the support of for this virtual candy jar. Townstone Financial. Townstone Financial has been around how long?
2002.
Wow. Wow, you guys have
going
ridden
14
the
years, yeah,
you have ridden the ups and the downs, and right now things are good. This is a good market right now.
Rates are down, and as you always talk about, I mean the housing market is fantastic right now.
Right,
I mean whether it's remodeling or selling your house because the appreciation value is there.
Right,
the main thing that's affecting the housing market today is there's a lack of people selling their houses.
Right.
Probably because you've taught them all to fix it up and they don't want to ever leave, right?
Well, but what's funny to me about this industry too is that, you know, there was all this consternation about the Fed raising the rates and oh my gosh, you know, people were jumping on. It has not affected the mortgage business that much, right? I mean, you haven't seen like a huge uptick in, I mean, one thing it's probably when rates go up, it does sometimes motivate people to say, oh my gosh, I want to take advantage of this. But
gets them off the fence sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But now things have still been consistent and money is still affordable.
Very, very affordable. I mean, interest rates, unfortunately, the Federal Reserve only controls the overnight lending to banks.
Right.
So when they raise it up, you know, if you have a home equity line of credit,
right,
anything tied to prime is going up. But what really affects rates in today's day and age is the world markets. And when the Chinese economy started going down, interest rates went down.
Right.
And so we are at levels that we haven't been at in 4 years. So, you know, if you're over 4% for a 30-year fixed, if you're over 3.5%, 3.5% on a 15-year fix, you should really look to call Townstone, obviously, and refinance.
What's the number?
312-896-2110, 312-896-2110. And if you're buying a house and you're looking for a house, there hasn't been a better time. I've said this now for the last several weeks. In fact,
yep,
Brian and I did a commercial on that. I don't think there's been a better time to buy a house since probably 2008, 2009, when everything kind of got bad. The guidelines are even loosening up a little bit.
Right.
If you have poor credit, it's just getting a little bit easier to purchase a house. And I can't think of the HUD secretary who was on. I watched him on Friday. You know, he was saying they even want to make it a little bit easier for people who have been thinking of buying houses
right,
but have been unable to due to credit, due
sure,
to
sure,
the tightness in the market
yep,
to purchase a house. And I really think that the government is looking at things in with, you know, with a wider perspective now, rather than, you know, we got to stop everything now and right. saying, hey, we have the lowest home ownership we've had. And I don't know how many years they were talking about, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter. But we have very low home ownership on a percentage basis. And let's extend that again, you know, not to everybody who wants to buy a house,
right.
you know, who doesn't have a job to buy a house,
right, right,
but
right.
for the people who qualify, who have good jobs, who are working hard, they should have an opportunity.
Townstone Financial, the phone number is again?
312-896-2110.
Thank you so much for your support in this whole virtual candy thing. I really do appreciate it, and it's nice to see you this morning.
Everyone at Townstone appreciates you letting us get involved, and hopefully this will help Ms. Recordia very well.
It absolutely will. Have a great Thank day. You. Appreciate it. It's 9:28 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and get to news right after this.
WGN.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been driving all
night, my hands wet on the wheel. 9:39 in the morning. You know how I said I wanted to do the radio show from, like, Las Vegas at a booth or something, like the Carey Brothers?
I do.
Forget it. Not interested. I have a new spot. An email I just got. Listen to this, Veronica and Sam. This is from Andy Weston. He says, in February, I was on a scuba diving trip to Palau. It's an island nation in the South Pacific, 8,000 miles from Chicago and 1,000 miles from Manila. Okay? That's not around the corner. Next to my hotel, there was an Ace store needing a couple of items. I went in and got into a conversation with the staff and the manager, whose name was Noel Tsao, I believe. When they learned I was from Chicago, they wanted to know if I knew Lou.
That's hilarious.
In the South Pacific. Actually, I did meet him, he said, at a Schwaki Stone event. They did a remote, and they're very proud of Lou, and I took the attached pictures and sent them your way. So he sent a bunch of pictures of he and the staff in front of the Ace store. I smell a remote, right? Veronica, you in?
I'm totally in. I clear my schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
What kind of sports could we do there? We'll figure it out, right?
I know baseball is pretty big there, actually.
There Perfect. You go. Right? We're on our way. Here's what we do. We get Bertrand to put together one of those trips, and that's where we go.
Oh, my God.
And we do the show from there.
Awesome.
Who's in? Who's with me?
I'm in.
Totally in.
Show me paint the fence. Show me wash the car.
So there's an Ace Hardware in Palau?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. You know the island?
I've never been. I've heard of it.
Wow. I never heard of it. Well, it's 8,000 miles from here.
It's a long way from
home. That's a long way. That's like you going to China, Veronica.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just thinking, was that last month or the month before?
Well, I don't know. It probably feels like it. Yeah. It was last month.
I can't remember the dates.
Right.
It already feels like forever.
I know. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Let's talk to Michelle, who's been hanging on in Aurora. Michelle, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question, actually two questions, but I'm looking for a whole house fan, and I can't put it in my attic because I live in a townhouse that's a condo that's got really mean people on the
on the board.
On the board. Oh, really nasty people. So I can't do that, so I wanted a whole house fan, and it's really hard to find one that you can put in the window.
Okay, now hold on a second. Putting a window in a fan is not a... So do you have a window in the attic space? Or what?
No. I can't put anything in the attic because that would mean cutting a hole in the roof. So I have to... If I want a whole house fan, I have to put it in a window because the Horrible Association also doesn't like fans in your front-facing windows.
Okay.
And I'm on an in unit with a whole bunch of windows, and only a couple of them face the back side where people wouldn't drive by and see them.
And then can you put the fan there?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a company. Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Yes.
There's a company called Tam Tech. T-A-M.
Is that okay?
Tamarack is the company, but their website is tamtech.com. T-A-M-T-E-C-H.com. And okay, they make a full line of whole house fans. Now, here's the thing. If you go buy a box fan and you stick it in your window, you essentially create a whole house fan if you're blowing out. But the problem is the velocity of that fan isn't enough.
Correct.
It doesn't move enough air for you to really benefit from it. But they may be able to provide you with a sleeve that if you took, what kind of windows do you have? Are they double hung or casement windows?
I don't know. I know they're sliding.
Do they slide up and down?
They're not the up and down windows. They're the side to side windows.
Okay. So those panels can be removed. And one of those windows with a sleeve, and again, they may or may not be able to provide you with this, but they could perhaps provide you with a sleeve if you gave measurements that you could be mount in this window and then mount this fan horizontally or vertically, I guess, depending on how you consider it, to use that as your fan to blow out.
Okay.
All right. So I go to that website, see what you can find out. See if that's something that could work for you. In a perfect world, you put it in the attic and you blow it up into the attic space. That's what a whole house fan does. But if you're sharing that attic space with other spaces, then that might not be feasible. But this could work for you. Appreciate the phone call. 945. Don't go away.
Don't marching bands make everything exciting? Hi, it's Lindsay of the Mr. Fix-It Show with Tom Jenke at Builder's Supply Outlet.
What's with the band?
I'm looking for exciting ways to announce the grand opening of your new Builder's Supply Outlet kitchen and bath showroom.
Lindsay, our new displays are exciting enough, featuring 5 different cabinet lines.
And there are over 100 granite and quartz countertop choices.
Plus 4 state-of-the-art design stations where our design pros do amazing layouts right before your eyes.
Wow, the grand opening of your new Builder Supply Outlet kitchen and bath showroom is exciting. You don't need anything else.
Exactly.
I'll cancel the flyover.
Builder Supply Outlet. Join us now for the grand opening of our new kitchen and bath showroom. We're just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview.
Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Those are funny. That new Builder Supply Outlet, the whole thing, I like that.
It's very cute.
It's cute. Very funny.
Happy trails to you.
9:51 in the morning. It's time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Mary is in Oak Lawn, and you're our last caller. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Lou.
How are you? Since I was just talking about Builder Supply Outlet, how about I send you a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview, and you can meet Wendy. You can meet Wendy Snyder. She's doing a little after dark thing. I'm not sure what that means, but she'll.
I'd love to.
Well, she'll do something after hours just for you at the Kitchen and Bath Showroom grand opening, May 12th from 6 until 8 p.m. Register to attend at WGNradio.com/events. So when we're done speaking, hopefully I can help you hang on just a little bit longer, okay?
Okay.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm not really sure how to describe it, so I did text a picture, but my house cracked.
Okay.
Right off my front porch. The whole front porch, which is only about 4 feet wide, mm-hmm. It cracked along the bottom, and then I have like a brick archway over, and my porch is covered. And the archway down at the bottom, like 6 inches cracked away.
Okay.
So I'm worried that my house is going to fall down.
Okay. Where do you live, Mayor?
In Oak Lawn.
Okay. So PermaSeal offers this new service called PolyLevel, which is
okay. They,
if there's concrete or foundations that have shifted, they can come in with this expanding foam that gives them this amazing ability to precisely raise areas to make sure that it's structurally sound. The estimates are free. So I think that if you started with them, you could get an idea of what's going on.
Okay.
800-421-SEAL
or you can reach them at permaseal.net. Hang on a second so we can get that information for you, and we can send out the Builder Supply Outlet gift certificate. We'll be right back. Joining me in the studio right now is Kathy O'Malley and Steve Bertrand. Good morning.
He doesn't look like Judy Markey.
He does. Much taller.
Yeah, a little bit.
Much taller.
About a foot. Wouldn't it be, Steve?
Oh.
More than a foot.
More than a foot.
Yeah.
She comes up to about Steve's waist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And she's celebrating Mother's Day in Hotlanta.
In Hotlanta.
Oh. Humidity and kids.
Wow.
And dogs.
And dogs.
And dogs.
Three big dogs, yeah.
Wow.
Right. Anyway, Steve stepped in, and it's always
very
great
nice
to have him here. Yeah.
I got to get to Atlanta.
All right, you were going to tell us something you learned about something.
Off the air.
Oh!
Oh, no, I'm not stepping into that one on the air. No way.
Sometimes.
No how.
Sometimes we need to be clear about those.
Yeah,
things.
Sorry, I didn't get to finish that sentence.
Turns out Judy is here today.
Yeah. Now, just real quick about, I know that you're sitting here, and since you're sitting here, I just heard that you and your wife are planning a trip.
Yes.
Coming up, which I said, as he walked in, Kathy, before he said, I go, just tell him that Sharon's going. I think you'll get more people.
Sharon's a bigger draw.
Well, right, of the Bertrands. Really?
They look like their brother and sister.
What?
You and Sharon
really
look like brother and sister, and your kids are
gorgeous.
They're gorgeous,
but they're this combo of both of you. I have never known a family where all the people in the family look so much
really
alike.
You know, they say that when couples are married for a long time, they start to look like each other. If that's the case, my poor wife. Right?
We were going to do that off the air, too.
Yeah, right.
Wait, was it?
There's
well, since you brought it up, yeah, we're going to Ireland, 9 days, October 5th, and we just have the best times. Williams is just back from Paris on one of these trips, and he can't stop talking about it. We
I
have
know
the best time.
That's awesome.
And there's information at WGNradio.com/events, or call me at 847-606-6065.
That's Steve's actual phone that he actually has on him. That's not a phone bank.
Again,
that's
off the air. Right.
Oh. Well, no, you give it out all the time.
It's such pressure because Lewis is so good at salesmanship.
Oh,
and
stop
he's
it
always
I'm
like, oh, Steve, you got to do this. You got to do that.
Do
so
that.
So that's the phone.
Here's
number
an idea.
Here's an idea. Here's another idea.
Right.
And what do you two have coming up today?
Well, there's a couple things that have happened in the news, and we're going to do a kind of a different take on having a baby at 50.
Oh, on the heels of the Janet Jackson.
And I'd also like to talk about, with two candidates with the highest unlikability factors ever, who would you choose as a third-party candidate?
If there's ever a moment in history
for a third party.
I mean, we've all been through this, and I've had conversations with a lot of different people, and there isn't anybody I've met that's like, this is awesome.
Oh, what a great choice.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, both of them.
Lou's going to run for office one day.
With my second wife.
Yeah.
Mm. That's right, because your first wife told you that there's you have to do it with your second wife.
There's a snowball and another place
that are involved.
No chance.
That are involved. Well, I would love to talk about that, and I wouldn't even rule out that, considering that he's getting zero or not very much support from other Republicans, that Trump might go, you know what? I'm making my own party.
Well, he doesn't need to. He's got a party.
No, with a lot of support. Well, we'll talk about that.
All right,
we'll talk about that. Have a good one, Lou.
Thank you.